new Sefer Shmot, Parashat Shmot. This week, we talked about the very weird story. What goes on in the hotel when Moshe Rabbeinu decides he's leaving Yitro back to Mitzrayim? This crazy story that happens in the hotel. Very few psukim, but very, very vague.
Yeah, and we saw how this story seems to be key to Moshe being able to continue his mission when he comes to Mitzrayim. Something he has to go through, some sort of battle that he has to go through. Once he goes through it, he's truly ready to continue on his mission.
Exactly. Not only to continue on his mission, but to make sure that he himself also comes out of Mitzrayim after everything, because these psukim hold in them some very important lessons, very crucial point about going down to Mitzrayim and what goes on in Mitzrayim. Hope you enjoy it. Take a look. So, new Sefer Shmot, after a short pause of not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael, we are back to the stories of Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim and Yetziat Mitzrayim in a few weeks, Bezrat Hashem. And we've discussed many topics in this parsha over the past few years. This year, I want to focus on a very peculiar story that happens in the middle of the parsha, very, very vague psukim, where Moshe Rabbeinu leaves Midian, goes over to his father-in-law, to Yitro, and says to him, I want to leave Midian. He sends him off, and then on the way, in the hotel, something happens over there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to kill someone and something is going on, and Tzipora does a brit milah for someone, and then whatever happens stops and it ends. And really, when you try to understand these psukim on the pshat level, it's very, very hard to understand them, because it seems that the Torah purposefully leaves them vague, is kind of talking in a very vague manner. So what I want to do today is try to understand a little bit what's going on over there, because when you do pay attention to the words the Torah uses, you might see some very interesting ideas in the psukim themselves, in the story itself that goes on over there. So what is happening over there in that hotel on the way down to Mitzrayim?
Yeah, this is a very strange story, very hard to understand. And actually, not only the story that happens b'malon, at the hotel, at their stop overnight on the way, but also the psukim that come right before it. We think we sort of heard it all, right? Hashem speaks to Moshe, tells him what's going to happen. They have the argument. He tells him again. He gives him what he has to do. And we're going to see it all happen later. And now, suddenly in the middle, Hashem turns to him again and tells him sort of the end of the story. You're going to go and you're going to tell Paro, and you should tell him, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, Am Yisrael is my firstborn and I'm going to kill your firstborn. Wait a minute. There's a lot that's going to happen before that. How did we suddenly jump to the end? And then suddenly this strange story. So I think we really need to zoom out to try to understand what's happening here and why this story is even needed in the larger context of what's going on. And to me, when I take a look, this story reminds me a lot of another battle that was about to happen. And just before it happened, we had some sort of spiritual meeting that resembled the battle that's going to happen later. And this is the story of Yaakov. Yaakov is about to meet Esau. And we see the same thing. He's taking his family. He's moving them exactly like we see with Moshe. He's putting them on the donkey, right? So we see that there too. He's taking the family. He passes them the river. And then suddenly he meets this Ish and he has this battle with him. And Chazal teach us that this Ish, and we've spoken a lot about this in the past, is Sarosh El Esav. He's like the spiritual malach that represents Esav, or represents the Esavness in the world. It's like Yaakov, before dealing with Esav in the physical world, has to first overcome Esav, the idea, Esav in the spiritual level. Once he's capable of overcoming that, then he's capable of facing Esav in this world face to face. And maybe that's what's happening here. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu, on his way to this big, big mission, the mission of his life of taking Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he has to first deal with this battle on a spiritual level. He has to first have this sort of strange spiritual battle. And once he overcomes that, is he truly ready to face Paro face to face? And what do we have in this battle? As we said, Hashem takes him to the end. This battle is not going to end with you telling Paro, you know what, let my people go. And he'll go, oh, okay, you can go. He says, no, it's not going to be like that. This is going to end with a battle between B'ni Bechori Yisrael and Paro's firstborn, who's going to die. And we know how that ends. The whole Pesach is about this moment where Hashem goes to kill the firstborn and he skips over our homes. What does that mean, he skips over our homes? We were the target. They were the target. But what the Torah is teaching us there is how much Am Yisrael was so intertwined with Mitzrayim. It wasn't so simple to skip over our homes. It wasn't so simple to know who was really an Egyptian and who is part of Am Yisrael. We had to go through a process, as Chazal teach us, b'damai chayi. We came to life with the blood of Dam Pesach and Dam Milah. We put the blood on our doorposts and the blood of the Milah, which we needed to be able to do Korban Pesach. And that blood, that is what separated us from the Mitzrayim. That's the moment where we came out of Mitzrayim. That's the key to us being able to leave Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe even more than all of Am Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in the home of Paro. When we talk about Bno Bechoro, maybe Bno Bechoro is almost Moshe Rabbeinu. He was like a son in Paro's home. For Moshe Rabbeinu to leave, to take Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he has to separate. That's why these psukim are so vague. It starts with Hashem saying, "V'amalta el Paro, ko amar Hashem bni bechori Yisrael." You should tell Paro, "Bni bechori Yisrael." And this is the end of the sentence. And then, "Va'omar elecha." Who is Hashem talking to? "Va'omar elecha, I told you, shlach et bni." No, you told Paro. What does it mean, "I told you"? But it doesn't use the name Paro, and it's not very clear. And maybe, besides for the pshat level, the Torah is also hinting here something that Moshe Rabbeinu is still intertwined here. "Va'omar elecha," you could read this pasuk, "and I told you, Moshe Rabbeinu, shlach et bni, v'yavdeni, and v'tema'en l'shalcho," which also could fit to Moshe Rabbeinu, who was sort of avoiding doing this mission. "Hinei anochi horeged bincha bechorecha," which again, we read about Paro, but then the next pasuk is "Vayihi baderech b'malon v'yeshehu Hashem v'yevakesh amito." The next thing we see is, although it talked about Paro's firstborn dying, suddenly we see Moshe, who's almost dying. Again, very similar to what happens at the end in Makad Bechoro. And here, Moshe Rabbeinu needs what? The Dam Milah. Again, the Brit Milah that symbolizes our difference. Moshe has to go through that. But there's another connection. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, in this spiritual battle before, also learns what the key of leaving Mitzrayim is. Again, it is who? The women. Tzipora here. As we know, leaving Mitzrayim is dependent on Bizchut Nashim Tzadkaniyot. Here too, Tzipora is the one who saves the day, who enables, who does this Brit Milah, which is what is the key to Moshe being able to overcome this maybe spiritual battle with Mitzrayim, with the Mitzriyut. And once he does that, once he's gone out of Mitzrayim Ki'ilu, he's gone through it all. He's been able to overcome the battle of Makad Bechorot and have the blood of the Milah rescue him from that. Now, once he's done on the spiritual level, he's ready to go into the physical world and actually deal with Paro.
Very good, very good. You're saying that the battle here echoes the battle that Yaakov had with the Sal of Esav, with the angel of Esav, just before he met Esav physically. Yaakov had to find something within himself to prove to himself, to his own personality, to his own being, that he can handle this. Kisarita im Elokim v'im anashim v'tucha, like we discussed back then. The name, the concept of Israel that Yaakov gets already over there after that battle. Same thing here, Moshe Rabbeinu is going through this process, through this battle too, as we say in Hebrew, through this biru, through this clarification with himself, to clarify something for himself. Because we just saw Moshe Rabbeinu throughout the entire Perek Gimel and part of Perek Dad arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Am I the right person? Should I be the one going? I can't even talk. Maybe send someone else. Why is it me?" But over here, suddenly, once Moshe decides to go, and once he goes to Yitro and says to him, "I'm leaving, I have to go back to see my brothers in Mitzrayim," suddenly we get these few psukim, like you said, the summarizing of his mission statement, of what he's about to do. And we find for the first time this concept of Bnei Bechor Yisrael, this idea that Am Yisrael is the Bechor, is the firstborn, is the one that was chosen, and the battle is against the Bechor of Mitzrayim, the Bechorot of Mitzrayim, the firstborns of Mitzrayim, the firstborns which are the exact opposite of Am Yisrael, the exact opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu and what he wants to bring into the world. And with this mission statement, there's something missing. Because like we keep on saying all the time, you have to pay attention to the words. And there's a very interesting word here, Vayifgasheu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets him in that hotel. And this word appears once again, right after, in the next few psukim, when Aharon comes towards Moshe, it says, Vayifgasheu, Aharon meets Moshe. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets Moshe in the Malon, we see that he meets them, V'mevakesh la'amito, he asks to kill him. Very similar to like what you said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that the people who are asking to kill you, Mevakshei Nafshecha, have all died. They are not there anymore. But suddenly, we do find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is asking to kill Moshe. But unlike this way, Gesheru in the hotel, once this Brit Milah is done, once Tzipporah does this Brit, Aaron goes and meets Moshe Vayiv Gesheru, and it results in Vayishaklo, where he accepts him. He brings him into his being, to what Aaron represents, which is Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And Moshe Rabbeinu has to go through this process here. Like Rashi says, that Moshe was planning on doing a Brit Milah, but he wanted to first go to Am Yisrael. It wasn't clear for him what to do first, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was upset that he didn't do the Brit before he left, because maybe this is the point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you're about to go back down into Mitzrayim. And just remember, when you left Mitzrayim, you came here to Midian, you know how you were recognized? You were recognized as an Ish Mitzri. And like you were saying, if you go down as this Ish Mitzri, you might be confused with the Mitzrim around you. You might be too much like them. Everything is too vague. It's not clear this purpose that you're representing. It's not clear what you're trying to accomplish here with Am Yisrael. Says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'ni Bechori Yisrael, I'm going to take Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in order to serve me, in order to serve me in the desert, in order to worship me, and later on bring them to Eretz Yisrael. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, in order to be there, you have to go all the way back to the Brit of Avraham, to the Brit Ben HaBetarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham, your descendants will be slaved by a different nation, but then I'm going to bring them back here. And after that, Avraham has Ishmael, and after that, Avraham is commanded with the Brit Milah. Avraham does the Brit Milah to show that he has a son, Yitzchak, that is going to be the one to continue him. This is what is going on over here. Moshe Rabbeinu, on his way down to Egypt, before he gets to Egypt, before he assimilates into Egypt, with everything that's going on over there, it's so vague and it's so unclear, before he gets to there, he has to take the step backwards and rise to that level of the Brit Milah. Like Tzipora is saying, Chatan Damim Lamulot, the bloods, the Damim in plural, both Dam Milah, the Dam Pesach, just like you're saying. Am Yisrael has this Brit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu has to show this Brit before he goes down into Mitzrayim, before he starts his actual mission when taking Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Because again, the opposite side of the Brit Milah, being an Arel, what we call somebody who's not circumcised, this Arel also, Moshe Rabbeinu was bothered by it, as we see in a few more psukim. Moshe said he's Arel Sfataim. Rashi explains, Arel is being Atum, Arel Sfataim, having his lips sealed, he can't talk. And the same thing we see with Paro later on, Arel Lev, that his heart was sealed, that his heart was toughened up so that he will not release Am Yisrael. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu has to do over here. This is what Tzipora is telling Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to do now, before you go down, you have to open up that seal from your heart to have that Brit with HaKadosh Baruch Hu before you go down into Mitzrayim. Because without doing that, without taking that seal off and putting the Brit instead, putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's seal instead, you won't be able to go out of Mitzrayim once you get into Mitzrayim, because everything is going to be so mixed up. Everything is going to be so mevulbal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't be able to step over you. Lifsoach aleichem. You have to rise with that Brit Milah in order to be able to come out of Mitzrayim. Maybe this is what's going on over here. As we said, these are very vague psukim, very hard to understand, but maybe this is what Moshe Rabbeinu has to do now that he has the mission, when he gets the mission of taking Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, Bni Bechori Yisrael. Before he does that, he has to make sure that he has that Brit, he has that covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has to have it engraved in him in order to be able to come out of Mitzrayim after this Shiabud.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, maybe this also answers another strange pasuk here, because the Torah says, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Belechtecha Lashuv Mitzrayma, it's a strange word, while you're on your way to go to Mitzrayim, Re'eh kol ha-moftim asher samti be'adecha v'asitim lipoyim. You should see all these miracles that I put in your hands, and you should do them to Paro, and then it goes on and on. And it's very strange. What do you mean, on your way of going back, then you should see? I mean, first of all, he already saw them, and he's going to do them not on the way, he's going to do them when he gets there, but maybe not. Maybe that's what Hashem is telling him. You have to go through Yetziat Mitzrayim now, not once you get there, it'll be too late. Once you get there, you have to have already gone through the process of dealing with Paro. I want you on your way there to see the miracles that you're supposed to do for Paro, and do them in your mind, inside yourself to Paro. You have to have that battle now, because once you have had that battle, then you're capable of really pulling Am Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. If you don't do that, maybe as Chazal described this meeting, as a snake that's swallowing him. And that's exactly Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is like that snake. If you don't separate yourself, you'll be swallowed in. Dafka you, the Ish Mitzri, could easily be swallowed into Mitzrayim if you don't now, on the way there, before you get there, Bamalon, solve this problem, deal with that challenge, and then step into Mitzrayim.
Very good, very good. We're out of time, so we'll end here. But also, we cannot mention the fact that it's in the Malon, the same hotel that the Shvatim, when they left Mitzrayim, when Yosef's story, when they went back to Yaakov, they also stopped in a hotel. This station on the way to Mitzrayim, you find this station, this Malon on the way to Mitzrayim. The same Malon that is just like the word Mal, to circumcise in Hebrew. There's a reason this is happening over here. We'll leave these thoughts for you guys to try to figure it out on your own or try to add it on your own. And we'll end here. Shkoyach Yitzi.
Shkoyach Tuvia, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, and Emet Hashem, we'll talk again.